Live at EXT with Martin Sexton. Hi, Martin.
Hey, Chris. How you been, man?
Good. Good to see you.
It's good to be seen on this glorious autumn day.
The mixtape of the Open Road record. Tell me how this came to be.
Well, I was wondering what kind of a record to make, and I was thinking maybe a theme record. I thought, well, should I do a country record or maybe a bluegrass record or maybe a rock record or maybe a Memphis 1962 kind of record? And the songs sort of dictated that. Each one, they were like kids. Each one was different and had a mind of its own. So the theme was going to be the mixtape theme. It ranges from a Memphis 1962 to a Greenwich Village 1960 to San Francisco 1969 to who knows what, New England in 1995. It's a mixtape.
What about mixtapes enthralls you? Because I think you seem like a mixtape kind of guy.
Yeah, I have enjoyed mixtapes in the past, made by friends and family. I've made mixtapes for folks. So I figured I'll make a record that sounds like it was made by a friend for you. Maybe after you graduated or you quit that job and started a new one or went through a bad breakup or found new love, you know, and crossed the country to this music soundtrack. I wanted it to be kind of like that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, I did.
Now, were these songs that you wrote for the record or had you been sort of gathering some songs and said, oh, I think I'll use some of these?
Mostly I collected them along the way. You know, when I was touring, when I was up in my camp, actually, I have a camp that I'm blessed to have north of here up in the Adirondacks. Wrote a bunch up there, wrote a bunch on the road, and maybe wrote one or two specifically for the record, seeing that it was a mixtape, just to have one song on it that was kind of completely out of left field. That's funny. I wish I wrote every day, you know, like Paul Simon, you know, who sits down every day. I hear anyway, you know, from like 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., just writes every day. And I'd love to have that kind of discipline. But I tend to write when I can. I definitely write when I have a little candle under my seat, you know, like, ooh, you know, time to make a record. I got studio time booked. I better write a song.
We're live at EXT with Martin Sexton, his latest record called Mixtape of the Open Road. Did I just see that? Did you really post a free download of the best of Martin Sexton?
Yeah, we did that just because we could, I guess. We took like a couple songs off each of my records, put them on a website, martinsexton.com, where you can just download. It's almost like a best of kind of thing.
But what inspired you to do that?
Well, it was Thanksgiving, actually, when it came out, which we're coming up on again. And it was sort of a gratitude thing, like a thank you to the fans. Thank you for 20 years of listening to me and putting up with me. So I put this little sort of, somebody's old timer taught me that gratitude was a action, not a verb. So I thought, well, here's an action. I'll give away music to say thank you. That's pretty much why.
That's great. What would you like to say about this first song you'll play for us, Do It Daily?
Do It Daily, I didn't write it so much this way, but it turned out this way. It turned out to be sort of that Memphis 1962 track on the record. On the record, I do my little like Sons of the Pioneer trio guys behind the lead singer. And I always have a lot of fun making records because I love using other voices within me.
Those are all you.
Oh, yeah.
On the record.
Yeah, all the vocals. I do all the vocals, whether it's a gay men's chorus or a Soul Sisters trio or a Sons of the Pioneer or whatever. I really enjoy that. I sort of took a tip early on from the late, great Mel Blanc, who did all of the Looney Tunes voices and Woody Woodpecker and Barney Rubble. And he, you know, the guy had 1,000 voices. So I thought, hey, maybe I'll try that. So I use it in my music.
That's classic. We're live at EXT with Martin Sexton.
Here's the sort of Memphis 1962 track on the mixtape record. It's called Do It Daily. Yeah, yeah. I like shaving your face, taking out the trash, hand on your place, spinning Johnny Cash records for you, baby. You do it daily. Like walking the dog, cleaning up the mess before you go off to work. And make a good guess at what your woman wants. Do it daily. If you're gonna do it at all, you gotta do it daily. You do it every day in the very best way. If you're gonna do it at all, you gotta do it daily. You do it once or twice, take a little advice and do it every day. Like that little mistake that you always make. Look just straight in the eyes and apologize. And if you do it again, do it daily. And when you do it again, say sorry again.
try to do it right. Screw it up every night. Then apologize again and do it daily. If you're gonna do it all, you got to do it daily. Do it every day in the various way. If you're gonna do it all, you got to do it daily. Do it once or twice, take a little advice and do it every day. Mothers and sages and good friends and wise men say, good things happen if you do. Mothers and sages and the wise men say, good things happen if you do. Ooh, dee, dee, do. Ooh, dee, dee, dee. Hey, do, do, do. Ooh, dee, do, dee, do, do. Like that little mistake that you always make. Look her straight in the eyes and apologize. And don't do it again and do it daily. If you're gonna do it at all, you gotta do it daily. Do it every day in the very best way. Do it at all, you gotta do it daily. Do it once or twice, take little advice and do it every day.
Hi, this is Martin Sexton, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT. Here's a song from my mother. It's called Virginia.
I shut my front door for the last time today. Fixing to fix that old rambling itch again. Taking the geographical cure, your wise words hit me in the head. Remember wherever you go, there you are. So I roll, oh, oh, out of control, oh, oh, to Virginia, where I'd be without you. Go nowhere at all. Oh, Virginia, where would I be? Blind in a minefield looking for love. Laughing at the old good Lord above. Sitting in a barroom waiting on the world to change. Remember back to when I was a kid. T'was an aimless train I rode. Using love and drugs and diesel fumes. Rolling up your sleeves with hands and grease. You ease me right on the road. Now with baggage in tow, I'm speeding back to you. As I roll out of control, to Virginia, where'd I be without you? Oh, nowhere at all. Oh, Virginia, where would I be? Bringing my bucket to an empty well, not knowing my ass from heaven or hell. Sitting in a barroom waiting on the world to change. On the world to change. Virginia, earned all the dues you paid. It's a sin, yeah, haven't been made a saint. 'Cause when life throws lemons, you smile and serve lemonade. Serve us all lemonade. Oh,
that song is called Virginia. It's Martin Sexton, live at EXT.
That's a song for old Ginny.
For old Ginny, your mom,
yeah,
eh?
Mm-hmm. She's a great woman. She raised 12 kids and taught us all great life lessons. She wouldn't say a bad word if she had a mouthful. Do you know what I mean? And so she truly makes, if life gives lemons, She makes lemonade. That's one of the great lessons from Mom.
Keeps you looking positive.
Yeah, yeah.
You've had a few songs end up in TV shows.
Yeah.
Does that help you out?
It does. You know, the money, you get paid.
Yeah.
You know, you get a sync fee, which is wonderful. You might even get residuals every time it plays wherever. And then you also get exposure. I remember when I had a song on a show called Scrubs, and it was my song Diner. They played that on the Scrubs episode, and that week it was like number one downloads on iTunes. So yes, it's a wonderful thing. It's also, I think, a way to put music out there without like selling out per se. It's not like syncing it up to a pharmaceutical ad or something. You know what I mean? It's a TV show. It's,
sure.
And it's a wonderful means, especially these days when artists don't really rely as much like we did on, you know, commercial radio spins on the top 100. Nowadays, everybody gets their music everywhere.
Martin Sexton's here. You do a lot of touring, Martin. A lot of touring.
Yeah. I think I kind of do the average amount that people do who do what I do.
Does that touring schedule match all that busking you did on Harvard Square in Boston?
It probably is more. When I busked, I kept the busking to like Thursday through Sunday. I would go in the mornings in the subway in Harvard Square T station or the other various T stations. It was very competitive, so you had to get there at like 5:30 in the morning.
Really?
In fact, at Harvard Square station, they had what's called the flip. They had a coin toss who could get the first, second, and third shifts. It was very democratic. So I would do that 5:30 to like 11 a.m. on Thursday and Friday. And Friday nights and Saturdays and Sundays, I would go to Harvard Square and play in the square there. And also those spots, the good spots, you had to wait out all day to get the good spot. So it was kind of cool. You'd hang out and swap songs with friends. And I made a lot of good friends in those days, too. It was a very inspirational time. You know, there was a lot of talented people around me. I knew, wow, I can actually make a living with music, albeit on the streets. But it was a very pure art form. You know, it doesn't get more pure than that. You know, there's nothing between you and the ears of the listener. I'm really proud of my busking heritage.
So, Martin, what's next for you? You thinking about the next record?
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting to be that time. A candle, I got a light under my seat. And, you know, the mixtape's been out a little while now. I gotta start writing those other tunes. But I was thinking maybe a cover record might be next. Maybe like a classic country cover record, a la me kind of thing.
That could be a lot of fun, right?
Yeah. I'd love to sing old George Jones songs and all that.
Sure. That's great. Well, Martin, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Before I let you go, before he passed away, you were already doing Prince covers. You did Purple Rain.
Yeah.
A lot mm-hmm. of people asking for that. You want to do Raspberry Beret today?
I'd love to.
What about the song is it you like?
Oh, I don't know. I just enjoyed it back when I was a kid, when it was out in the 80s. And then more recently, I really did it just to, because I did do Purple Rain a bit, and I thought, how about another Prince tune? And I was just kind of messing around with the chords and found it to be, it just kind of flowed out easily, so I just printed out the lyrics. And any, you know, like any great song, it kind of sings itself. Here's a little Prince cover I'd like to sing for you. Pay a little tribute to the man called Raspberry Beret. I was working part-time in a five and dime. My boss was Mr. McGee. He told me several times he didn't like my kind, 'cause I was a bit too leisurely. I was busy doing something close to nothing, different from the day before. That's when I saw her, ooh, I saw her. She walked into the outdoor. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret. And if it was warm, she wouldn't wear much warm. Raspberry beret. I think I love her. Built like she was, she had the nerve to ask me if I planned to do her any harm. So we went riding out on my bike down to Old Man Johnson's farm. Now overcast days never turned me on, but something about the clouds in her mix. She wasn't too bright, but when she kissed me, she knew how to give her kicks. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store.
raspberry beret. And if it was warm, she wouldn't wear much more raspberry beret. I think I love her. The rain sounds so cool on the barn roof, and the horses wonder who you are. Raspberry beret, you kind of find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret, if it was warm, she wouldn't pray much more. Raspberry beret, I think I love you, yeah, I do.
I'm Martin Sexton. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.